Instead, last year we gave Jamil $1,000 with which to purchase these legal Bibles for churches that have no money. It's hard to believe that I've known Jamil for 10 years. In Bulgaria, Abraham is still seeking his Goliath. Only now he has rocks for his sling, pocket Bibles that we are bringing in by the hundreds. Our goal in the next 2 years is a pocket-sized edition of the Bible for every country we enter, including one in the new Albanian language. Once we have the Bible, we believe God will show us how to get it into the hands He is choosing. In East Germany, we are now able to hold mass evangelical meetings almost without hindrance. I myself have preached to as many as 4,000 people at one time there, 2,000 seated in a large conference hall, with 2,000 more either standing at the rear or listening to loudspeakers outside. With the arrival of Klaas and Edward and their wives, we are achieving our goal of visiting every country at least once every year. I made a return trip to Cuba this spring, and with God's help we'll be in 2 new countries before the end of 1967, North Korea and North Vietnam. Some countries, of course, we can visit more frequently, a few as often as 12 times within a single year. Whenever one team becomes too well known, another takes its place. As God makes it possible to us, we are starting to meet a new need behind the curtain. Automobiles for the local clergy. A car is a set of wings to a clergyman, taking him to villages and towns where there may not have been a religious service in years, helping him knit together Christian communities that didn't even know about one another. The first such car went to Wilhelm and Mar in southern East Germany. When I came back from visiting Wilhelm and mentioned in a talk that this man with a racking cough was travelling thousands of miles each year on a motorbike, several Dutchmen got together and presented me with a large cheque, the largest I had yet received at one time. "Andy," they said, "this money is for a very specific purpose. We believe that Wilhelm should have an automobile. Will you purchase one for him and give it to him from us?" Wilhelm could hardly believe it when I drove up to his house in the lovely Saxony hills and handed him the keys to his new automobile. Ma writes us now that the cough has almost entirely disappeared. Wilhelm has used up his first automobile and has been given a second by the same Dutch friends. With it he began a team missionary work of his own, travelling into Poland and Czechoslovakia to hold youth meetings with members of his East German groups. And this, to me, is the most exciting new development of all. The emergence of a ministry to the Christians of one Iron Curtain country by the Christians of another. Surely this is what God has had in mind all along, that the brave remnant of His church, scattered through many lands, gain strength through coming together, and lose their own fears in reaching out to help one another.